Okay, guys, here a little demo time, because today probably my way of expressing is completely confused, so instead of trying to explain, I'll try to demo that. So, I have a track here with
one object, five arms, zero items, FS, VST, content type,
and
play.
Imagine them on.
Stop.
I also loaded a drum kit. Which I think you hear now. What I'm gonna do is I also set a count in of one measure. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna record, but I'm not on purpose, I'm not starting my recording to bar one, beat one, tick one, whatever you call it, percentage one, zero, whatever. Show you what happens here.
Wait, stop.
So I'm gonna hit record. I'm gonna go to my keyboard and play just some kick and snare thing.
Record. Play, stop.
Okay, so now I'm gonna play it back.
Play, stop.
And let me turn NVDA, can I turn NVDA off? I know how to do it with JAWS, but let's see if this works.
Synthetizer Dialogo, Synthetizer Caselicom, but not ATI Eloquent, unsaved, Modelitivo Spenta.
There you go. So if you can hear, I recorded just not exactly on the beat, on purpose. So if I select the item, and I turn NVDA on again.
Modelitivo Spip, Modelitivo.
There you go.
One con.
I can see that my item starts at
bar 1 beat 117%.
Bar 1 beat 117%.
Play, stop, play, stop.
So, what the problem is that if I go to the MIDI editor,
MIDI take, contact clap, 917% one note, 97% one note, 17% one note.
17% one note. That's the position of the note. The length, I get it if I do up or down arrow.
C2, 38%.
There you go. C2, 38%. That's its length. But with left and right arrow, I get
bar 17% one note.
Now, I'm at the beginning of the item. So if I try to set the grid to quarter notes with number 4,
numlock adivado, numlock adivado,
move this back.
0% one note.
0% one Seven. Note. But the problem is,
unsay one contact five untitled MIDI item. Bar 1 beat 117. Play. Stop.
That the item always starts at 17%.
Zero. Play. Stop. Play. Stop.
So if I turn NVDA.
Modelitivo Spenta.
Okay. You hear the problem? So to fix that, I need to grow the item edge with control and 4. Of my number pad.
Modelitivo snip. Modelitivo parlor. Numlock adivado.
Okay.
Pro left. Play. Stop.
And now.
Modelitivo spenta.
Because my items are.
One contact five untitled MIDI item. One contact five untitled MIDI item. One contact. Stop. Bar 1 beat 13%.
3%. Let me grow pro, that.
One contact five untitled. Bar 1 beat 10%. Play. Stop.
Boom.
Play. Stop.
Okay. Because having hit the record button, Reaper recorded the moment I hit the key on the keyboard. Okay, this would happen on my machine. So, to overcome this problem easily, what I do, let me delete this item.
What item removed?
There you go, I have no items like that. I do either one bar of new items, so I'm pretty sure I have something that starts at 0, so I can hit it, and then I can quantize it. Or I just create a, you know, arbitrary number of bars, which I don't really care how many bars I have, because then Reaper will extend it automatically. It's only the beginning, the issue here. If you start after the beat, the item will start at that beat, and even if you move a note, it will just disappear, because it's before the item. There's no item. Hence the growing edge thing, okay? So, the fact is that if I do, beginning of the project,
one context five.
Control home, I'm at
bar 1B10%.
Oh. Bar 1B10%.
Media file, if virtual, it's new MIDI item ship.
New MIDI item, I get
one con- bar two.
One bar one, of one. Nothing.
Play. Stop.
Okay, now, let me see if I have my recording mode to overdub. I want to set it to overdub.
Shortcut help on.
Should be by default.
Zenatio's bare SWS command parameters. Track, set track record mode to MIDI overdub.
There you go, this one. Short. Okay. So now I can hit record and start after.
Record.
Something stupid like that. Now hit R
play,
again.
Stop. One con.
Now my item starts.
One contact, two, one contact, five, one. Bar one beat 1-0%.
Bar one beat 1-0%.
Play, stop.
Even though the first note.
Meditate, contact 8, one note. C2, 30, C2, bar one beat 1-8%, one note.
Starts at 8%. Now I can move it back or one quantize con- the way I want. Except I'm doing it.
File sound, amend, low, beat, play. Stop.
Let me do this by setting this grid to 8 notes and quantize it.
Play. Stop.
Sorry.
One contact.
I forgot to select the item.
Play. Stop.
There you go.
Play. Stop. Play. Stop.
Okay. So, and in fact, now the note starts.
Meditate. Con- beat, beat, one, one note. C2, C2, the bar 1, beat, beat, one, one note.
Bit 1.
Beat 2, one note. Beat 1, 1, beat 2, beat 3, 50%, one note. Beat, beat, one, one.
Okay. So, as you can see, the problem is not how many bars I want. The way I do it, it's just because I want to be safe so that the item, I don't have issues with anything and just create a whatever, how many bars item. It's just me. It's not a thing that you have to do. Just me. You can just create one bar of item and it's perfectly extended by Reaper when you keep recording. But when you record at the beginning of it, if you don't record at the beginning of the bar, you get the little extra position. Then you have to fix by growing the edge. That's just a thing that started happening to me a while ago, and so I don't see it as an issue. I know how to fix it. It's pretty quick. Alt-I, new MIDI item, boom. I have one bar of nothing. I record over it, and then I quantize it, and pretty fine with it.
Customizzaggio vocale.